artistry comes in all guises, not merely painting, literature, film, or theater. A great chef is also an artist, creating masterpieces that may be ephemeral, but often leave a lasting impression. But as with any artist, to develop, expand, and practice one's craft means having to deal with the hard reality of making a living, ensuring that there's a venue for the art. And that's the subject of Seared, a world premiere by noted playwright Teresa Rebeck, directed by Margaret Perry, now at San Francisco Playhouse through November 12th. Bill English, artistic director of San Francisco Playhouse.
It's about a chef who's worked in a lot of big restaurants, and he's a great chef, very, very skillful, talented chef. He and a friend have started a little 8-table restaurant in a storefront in Brooklyn somewhere, just wanting to do something small, and they get a great review in the New Yorker, and the friend, the investor, wants to create a bigger restaurant and be more success on the basis of this review, and the chef resists, and so that's basically the setup, and it's an art versus commerce kind of story.
To be fair, the chef is a prima donna whose priority at times seems to be self-sabotage, and he's propelled along that route by a newly hired consultant who makes the kind of small changes that destroy what was, for him, a dream job. By making the chef a little nuts and the consultant extremely reasonable, Rebeck manages to turn a simple question of art versus commerce into something larger. Is it really compromise for a restaurant to have a printed menu? For a chef to prepare a popular signature dish? What is the difference between practicality and art-destroying compromise? The entire cast does Rebeck proud, but particular mention should be made of Brian Dykstra as the chef and of the chemistry between he and Rod Knapp as the investor, who make concrete the underwritten element of close friendship between the two characters. There's also a subtext of jealousy and power playing between both of them and the consultant Emily, played by Alex Sunderhouse, that never vanishes and brings a depth to the play that may not be fully in the script. There's also the set, which feels like a kitchen down to the smells wafting into the auditorium. When the actors taste the food, you want to go up on stage with your own spoon. It feels real. There's little question that Seared will go on to a longer life as some of the strengths of the play are improved and other elements tightened. But as it is now, with this cast and in this production, Seared is already a delicious night of theater. Seared by Teresa Rebeck, directed by Margaret Perry, plays at San Francisco Playhouse through November 12th. For more information, you can go to sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.